Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast. And here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 275. Today is Saturday, October 23, and this is 2021. My goodness, we are getting to the end of the year. It's coming thick and fast, I tell ya. I am your scary host, Lita. And joining me is my co-host, Fair, this week. There she is, Anna Broom.
Who might be scary also, you never know.
That's true. That's such a cute picture. I can't even say it, Chris. But it's true. We're going a bit spooky this week because obviously Halloween show next week. Plus, I got some stuff planned, so anyway. Stir's like, ooh, I wasn't going to say anything later. Figured real life was catching up with me. Yeah, it's a bit like that. But thank you, guys. And I must say, very excited to have this person with us this week. We've got Ash is back. Welcome back, Ash. And again, congratulations.
No problem.
I hear you've been busy. Not only a pacifist, but didn't you like just finish leveling another tune in a couple of days ago? I'm going to say
Thursday. Used the Hollow's End and picked up a load of bucket to level a hunter up to 60. So.
Nice.
And
nice.
I'm very thankful between Brewfest and Hollow's End. It's like got me a couple, three levels. And when you're in your 50s, oh my gosh, those levels are hard.
That's
to
a
get.
Big help.
Yes. Oh, yes. Totally understand. So anyway, thank you for joining us this week. We're excited to have a chat to you and catch up. I just want to say, guys, I have the sparkly still. I can't figure out why the green screen's being silly, so apologies. It's the best I can do. Yes, I'm looking a little bit worse for wear. It's been a really rough week this week. You know, I had to take some people, you know, down who were nasty to me. But no, I don't know. Anyway, we're just prepping next week's Halloween. Very excited. I've got something fun to try next week. So we will see. But on the happy side, let's chat to Ash and find out. Now, let's talk about your passy, because obviously Passy is very dear, near and dear to both Fair, being our Queen of Pacifists, and my heart. So I want to know about Passy's journey. How did you go with that? And we can also touch on how you went with the with your new one. Tell us all about it. What was the journey like? Where did you go? What things did you do or have to do?
Well, I'm getting a pause.
Internet's probably being a little weird, I think.
All right. Nope, I'm here, but I'm losing. You guys hear me?
Yep. Yeah.
Yes. Gotcha.
All right. Yep. Had a little bit of a lag here. The pacifist, I started an expansion or two ago. I forgot when. I needed a little relief from the iron grind and deaths.
Yep.
And originally, it was well before the squish.
Yes.
So I found that doing farming in like the new Tinkertown area and that kind of stuff worked good. Since they were all yellow mobs, they didn't attack. There were some red, so you had to be careful, but able to level up. And once you did that, I started hitting other zones. I mean, you had to get up there a bit.
Yeah.
So the passy was kind of like my fill-in time for irons. So it actually took, 10 days to actually get the passy up there. But when I'd get tired of an iron or lose one, which I have killed many, yeah. I would just sit back on the passy for a bit and just do some farming, follow quests. Once I got to the point where I could do some dailies in like Mountains of Pandaria or there was a couple like you can pick up the chests in Northrend there by Anupe, that don't, you know, count as kills. So selectively do some quests to help it out, along with some leveling up. Once you get up to where Shadowlands and the Squish kicked in, I hate to say it, but you're stuck with archaeology. That's it. To get from 50 to 60, that was it. So I spent hours on archaeology.
Dig.
Hitting nodes wasn't really doable in Shadowlands because all nodes are guarded. It's kind of rough. So staying in the old world, my passy has never even seen Shadowlands.
Well, you can't because the mall would kill you.
Oh yeah, it's like oh my gosh, how do you get past that? Now they come out with 915. You'll be able to bypass the maw and not have to deal with the kill.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
But oh yeah, I know it. That was kind of the passy was a fill in between my irons. So it took a long time. It kind of took a long time to get it up to level because realistically I'd lose an iron and my passy was a backup. So I'd sit here and okay, I just killed my level 110 or whatever before the squish and stuff.
Yes.
And I'm just gonna go collect flowers for a day. And then I'd jump back in and make another one. And so I thought about Bloodthirsty and the rest of that, and I'm pretty much a hardcore iron. Period. I originally started playing way back when the cap was 85.
Yeah.
So passy was kind of a filler when I lose an iron and just wanted to do something different.
Yeah. Nice. And I mean that's the whole thing. They're so different, like from iron to passy. Like chalk and cheese, which is, you know, it's amazing that we have so many people like that do play both. And again, always remember what tune you're on, because you don't want to kill something on a pacifist. So
my pacifist does have one killing blow because I was too close to a warrior that hit a squirrel.
Oh, bummer. That's and it's so hard, isn't it, Fair? Like at the moment, like aggro it's crazy how things just, you know, I know on other tunes, I try to be really, really careful on my pacifist, but on other tunes, all of a sudden you're like just standing there like, hey, what am I doing? I'm in combat, like what? And someone half a zone over is somehow triggered that got aggro as well. I don't understand that. Or people running past you that have mobs on them, and all of a sudden the mobs, you know, you're not doing anything, you haven't done any AoE, you haven't done anything, and all of a sudden something turns on you and you're like, why was just standing here? I don't I don't get it. I had that the other day where I was like, I was somewhere on leader and something happened and I was just like, how did I end up with all the mobs on me? Because I'm not doing, I was just standing there like reading a quest and all of a sudden my screen's flashing like, hey, you're in combat. And I'm like, what the hell? So, it's a little bit scary at times. So,
There was one thing that I know really had to make me change how I do things on some of the lower level pacifists. I mean, used to be you'd go to Lochmoden and run down and turn in the quest to the delivery for Stormpike, and you run down the road, and you have to be careful because the little dwarf that rides up and down the road, if he sees a bear anywhere or a spider, he's on it and wants to shoot it.
Yeah.
And we'll gladly give you credit for that.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's not... you have to be a little careful watching out for those road guardians and
Just an NPC. Like, it's...
yeah, he's just an NPC. He's just, like, walking, riding his ram up and down the road.
Yeah.
And then he jumps off and kills a bear.
It's very... it's like... Blizzard has gone, okay, for Shadowlands, we need to tweak it, so let's take it up to 1,000 instead of adjusting it, like, it's like, so be super, super careful about that, but yeah, all right, okay, what's our next question for Ash?
Okay, well, yeah, I was, like to know, Ash, what was the thing you found most challenging about getting your pacifist to max level? Was it
digging,
doing the archaeology, or just tedium, or what?
The archaeology at 50 plus is boring. Oh, I hate to say it. It's just boring.
It is. Yeah, you've done it already.
Yeah, exactly. You're in the old lands. You're the mobs are at level 30 or at 50 plus. They just ignore you, and when they swing through you. It's just a non-event.
Like,
so
like,
50 to 60 is boring, but below 50 now is you know all guards up.
Yeah.
If you're trying to do some node farming, you gotta map out the node and hover around. I mean, for a druid. That was my passy. I'd sit here and do a circle and do, you know, the 360 check. Do I got a second to get in there and grab it?
Yep.
Now, a druid is nice because you can hover over it and you don't have to dismount to pick it up.
Yeah.
As far as herbs go. Mining, if you're going after a mining node, you will dismount.
Yep.
So you really got to pay attention to that. And... over time, and depending on how many players are in the zone, it varies. So,
Exactly.
Yeah, it depends a lot on your realm and what time of day you play.
Exactly.
Is your realm linked to a lot of other realms?
Yeah.
We all know that that Wormrest Accord's got a ton of Moon Guard on there, and they get rowdy sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah, I think some of the other servers are even worse that have, you know, 10 different realms linked to it, and things get sharded all the time.
I think
we don't get too much of that.
I know. As I was leveling my passy up, I made sure I did, once I had flight, I did full explore on each zones. I will say that I had a full Iron Druid, was level 58, and it was in Legion, and I got dismounted in the air in flight form, which I had never seen before. I went over an area and got turned from the flight form into the reindeer form.
Oh.
The equivalent of a 1,000 feet in the air.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh my gosh. And I'm like looking at my bar going, I do not have a Goblin Collider there because I'm a druid and I usually insta-flight.
Yeah.
And the only thing available was my ground mount, and I'm like, uh-oh, all right, I switched to cat form to get the 50% damage reduction on falling. Flat.
Not enough. It did not that matter. Is really scary. Did you figure out why?
No, I spent half an hour flying back and forth over the zone trying to figure out where that exact spot was so I could put it up on Discord and put it on the website.
And it didn't happen
and
again.
And I could not find it again.
Wow.
So I think it was more of a glitch.
Yeah.
Because I had never seen that, going from flight form to ground mount form.
No, that's weird.
In the air. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And such the odder part about it was the death, when I pulled up what happened to me on your tab there, it killed me for exactly the number of points I needed to die. It wasn't any overkill. I'm like, what the heck? That's like, all right, I think I hit a glitch somewhere.
Wow.
Okay, yeah.
So when you're exploring, you do need to pay attention. Mm-hmm. I know in Northrend there's one spot in Howling Fjord, there's that one spot that'll dismount you. And there's a couple other spots.
Yep.
But in Legion, I wanted to try to pinpoint that. And I'll probably actually do a little more experimentation with like a scout or something.
Yeah.
It might have just been a glitch, but it was like, whoa. But on the Passy, I used exploring a lot to add some points. You guys know that as a Passy. You're like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I've got limited quests. I can hit nodes. I got to make sure I can't fight. So. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, you just got to make do with whatever you possibly can do. And thankfully, like you said earlier, we've just had like Brewfest. Now we've got, you know, Hallows End. It's like fair, you would say, world events, 9 times out of 10, you're kind of like, yay!
Absolutely. So, I mean, especially for pacifists. I mean, bloodthirsties are not happy because it doesn't do anything for them.
Yeah.
But I mean, we've got the Thanksgiving coming up, and that's great for pacifists because we cook.
Yes.
We can fly around and deliver food to everybody.
Yes. That's
we
right.
Become the delivery drivers of WoW.
Yeah, it's a lot of back and
forth. The new Zoom. The new Uber.
Yes, we're Uber Passy.
Exactly. And it is it's a great time of the year because all of a sudden we've got, you know, world events coming forth, and obviously, thanks, Chris. Obviously it's, you know, leading up into Christmas and all of that. It's quite busy with in-game stuff as well as IRL. But we do enjoy anything that gives, you know, that can help out with bonus XP, etc., for our toons. Once again, as always, no love for a bloodthirsty because they can't do any quests. So, you know, it's just the way it is. But for irons and passies, we're very, very happy with that. All right. So, Ash, this question, it always intrigues me because, you know, over the years of playing WoW, and again, you've played WoW for a few years, like fair, like me, we've all played for a few years. You would have seen a lot of changes with WoW, as well as obviously with the challenges. But for this expansion, and I don't just mean Shadowlands as a zone, I mean expansion-wise, what has your favorite thing been about leveling a challenger this expansion? Or has there been one? That could be the other part.
What's interesting about this expansion is they made like 1 to 50 easy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all right, so 1 to 20... everybody just walks through, right? Once you hit 20, depending on the class, somewhere in the 20s, it starts to get difficult. I know my druid had problems starting to kill stuff past 24. My hunter didn't so much, nor my pally. But somewhere in the 20s, you start having to be careful. And you got to try to get yourself to 30. Once you hit 30, it's 30 to 50, it's a piece of cake. Because you've got Northrend and Mountains of Pandaria dailies available. Oh my gosh, the amount of dailies between those two realms.
Yeah.
You can spend 2 hours easy doing dailies and get half a level to a level every day.
Yeah.
So, that goes fast. So 20 to 30 is a little bit of work. Then you hit 50 and you're like, oh great, here comes the maw. Yeah. So somewhere around the upper 40s and 50, you start hitting Battle for Azeroth, chess hunting, do the intro quest, make sure you get the port built there, and explore and get chests. It'll get you into the mid, maybe 53, 54, the chests start dropping off the map. Yep. And then you're stuck with Shadowlands world quests.
Mm-hmm.
But all right, that's just this one. But going back, like Battle for Azeroth.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, trying to get an iron in there to start. Number one, you knew you couldn't kill much.
Yeah.
The last couple expansions, it's been like that. For an iron, you had to find alternate means. You had to do the fly and talk to quests and go pick up quests. Those kind of things you could do. And chest hunt. Oh, I tell you what. The amount of XP I've picked up from chest hunting is good.
Yeah.
And good stuff to sell on the auction house if you get a good drop. But each expansion, you have to sit back and take a minute and see what changed. Like on Shadowlands expansion, I know some of the iron community noticed I wasn't on lot for maybe 12 months. That's because me and the wife, we both have an account. We both play World of Warcraft. And we've got regs. And so we hit it really hard. And when we did the 50 to 60, I'm like, how is an iron going to get through the maw? And it took a few runs through with regulars before I figured that out.
Yeah.
And then after running around on the ground, I'm like, oh, that's dangerous too for an iron. So some of the notes were coming out on what 9.1 was. So me and the wife kind of ground the quest and the stuff out to plan on flight. So when 9.1 came out, a week or two, we had flight. And then I started bringing my irons on. So there was probably about a 12-month pause. I'm like, I'm not trying that with an iron until I can get flight.
Yeah.
I know. Some of the, steelhards like Stir and Zaya and Assy were going on, I'm going to ride around on Shadowlands on a ground mount. And I'm like, how many irons do you want to lose?
Yeah, flight in the Shadowlands zones is a game changer.
Yeah,
it is. It is.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I kind of waited for that. So I didn't play iron a lot until 9.1 came out. I ran a lot of... basically I did the gear grind thing with my wife and I.
Yeah.
We were like, all right, we got a few regs. We're going to run this up. I had a couple regs by myself, and I did it almost in iron mode. I have a druid that I'll drop back to almost gearless, literally, and try to run this stuff because I don't care if she dies. I just rez and go back and try it again.
Yeah.
So I've got a kind of built-in scout as a reg. She's got a full set of gray gear, and I can go in and try it and see how it'll work. And I'm like, nope, till I get flight, I'm gonna pass on this one for a minute.
Nice. Awesome. Well, you know, and it's important mentioning having a tune to be able to scout things out, whether it's a dead iron or a regular that, like you said, that you can just strip down, have it as bare, you know, bare bones as possible, just to give you an idea of what you can do in, whether it's a zone, whether it's a quest, whether it's the whole expansion. It makes it really handy, doesn't it, Fair? I mean, you're always telling me,
absolutely.
Scout it out.
Absolutely. Scout and scout again.
Yes. Exactly. So, so certainly Shadowlands has been an interesting expansion so far, which is good. It keeps things interesting for us as players as well as challenge players,
yeah.
I guess. Yeah, exactly. All right.
Oh, well, Ash, what would be one of the worst or most embarrassing ways you died as a challenge in this expansion? Obviously, your passy didn't die, but some of your others.
I would have to say, and Assy, I don't know if he's on, he gives me a call, because the most embarrassing one was I was in Northrend. That was an expansion or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
I had an AFK death.
Oh, no.
I had to get up. The cat was puking.
Oh,
and
no.
I was sitting here flying over. It was in Northrend, Dragon Blight, and
yeah.
There's crows flying around in the air. And I was up in the air, and I'm like, oh, geez, cat's puking on the rug. I turn
yeah.
around, I'm grab paper towel, wipe it up. All right. It's like, you ate too much. Come back, and there's a corpse laying on the path.
Mm.
And I see a crow flying off. I'm like, oh, no. As he picked on me about that, he'd do a call. that was the embarrassing one.
Yeah.
I should have sat there and like ran over to Starfall or something like that before getting up and trying to clean up a little mess on the carpet.
Yeah.
Like,
sometimes,
as far as embarrassing, that was probably it. The other,
yeah.
I will say, the most spectacular death.
Mm.
You know, there's the embarrassing death, and there's a spectacular death. And I've mentioned this to some of the IRE community. It was in Silithus. There's a cave up in the northeast that you used to have to go and do a quest in. I can't remember the name of the cave, but I slinked down there as a druid.
Yep.
Got up. There's a rare. I took it out. I took the boss out. It
yep.
took a lot of work, but they also have a mage there that'll do an AoE
yep.
that can actually break the stealth. So I'm trying to head back out, and the respawn starting hitting.
Oh, no.
And it broke my stealth.
Oh,
and all
no.
of a sudden, I've got a whole bunch of people on me. I got mobs left and right. And I'm like, all right, let's try this. And I hit dash.
Yep.
And I'm like, as soon as I get out of the cave, I'll hit Shadow Melt,
yep.
right?
Yeah.
And then they'll all go back in the cave and get out of there. So I dash through the cave. I get on the doorstep.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. And some dude that was sitting on the doorstep stuns me.
Oh, no.
And
oh, no.
the amount of red bars that came up and overwhelmed me was 20-30 at least. I'm
yeah.
like, oh, I'm done. Yep,
yeah.
I died on the doorstep. Like, in fact, I think Stir
epic death, and, yes.
Yeah, Stir and Assy pronounced that cave as the Ash Memorial. That was the epic death.
That is pretty epic. And commiserations. What has been the one that hurt the most over the years? Let's, you know, we can take this to a broad sense. What's the one that even now, still, you know, it's still the one that gets under your skin? Do you have one of those?
Which
one's that
it
one?
It was my original iron. I missed 85. I died at 83, 84. Yep. And by the time I had one close, Cataclysm was over, and the next expansion came out, and the next one was 90.
Yep.
And that's the original Iron Ashes. Mm-hmm. So I got to 90, got to 100. I capped both those. And when, what was after? Jeez, I'm trying to remember the expansions. I'm starting to get mixed up now. The 110. That was that
Legion?
Legion? No. Yeah, it might
be VFA. Yeah.
Anyway, Lysan was still playing then. You guys remember him?
Yes.
And me and him were racing for 110.
Yes.
And I was one level ahead of him, up to 103. He was at 102. He's one of the best irons. He'd manage all the way from 85 up to 100. And so I was battling to try to beat him to 110. Mm-hmm. And I lost it at 103. I was ahead of everybody, all the other irons. And I was just like, oh. That was the heart sinker.
Yeah.
It was just a mistake. I got into more of a fight than I needed. I tried. Oh. And Night Elf Druid. I had, Shadow Meld. It just like was, that was a heart wrenching one.
Yeah.
Because then I had to start all over. I did not make it to 110 or 120. I never could get an iron up to those two expansions.
Yeah. Wow. That's, oh, my heart is just like breaks for you on that one.
Yeah.
We can feel that.
Yeah. We absolutely. That would have been in Legion, and Legion was rough on druids.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't kill anything in Legion on my druid.
It's again, you can look at the amount of time that we've played, look at the expansions, look at the changes that we've seen, not only in the game, but just in how the challenges have had to change and the things that we have to do within, an expansion. Like at the moment, for a pacifist, we can't get through them all. Like, you just can't. On a pacifist, you're going to be dead. So, the things that you've got to do is to go back and do archaeology, which, as I think the three of us and a lot who have probably done pacifist would know, that there is a lot of digging at times. And if that's what you've got to do to get to max, then it's what you've got to do. But like Ashley said, it's very, it's like it's tedious.
It's a lot of digging.
It's a lot of digging. Absolutely.
I mean, the best thing that happened for pacifists was when at the end of this year's summer festival, Blizzard gave experience back for holiday quests for level 50 and above.
Yeah.
I mean, none of us would be here talking about some of our finishers if that hadn't happened.
Mm-hmm.
That made a world of difference.
Yeah. Absolutely. And hopefully,
I don't know why they waited that long, if it was on purpose or an oversight or what, but I don't care. At this point, it's back.
I think we had a very spirited conversation about that at a stage, if I remember. And it was very frustrating, because that was before when we didn't have it. And, once it came back in, it was like, oh, my God, yay. It's, again, we've seen some interesting things, and but you guys are still here plugging along and again doing amazingly well with what we've got to play with. All right, so Ash, what would you suggest? Like, what is your tips, tricks, advice for anyone that's either new to playing a challenge tune, even to, you know, us, I was going to say old timers, but you know what I mean, those that have been playing for a while, is there any extra advice or tips that you can give to any of us to help us, you know, follow your path of reaching and getting to max level?
From what I found, at least in Shadowland, you're good with whatever class you pick from about 1 to 20.
Yeah.
Depending on what class you pick, getting over 20 can get a little squishy. Like, I haven't done a clothy yet. I've got to try one of those and see how bad it gets. But leather on up, I've done. 20 to 24 is okay. It can usually kill most of the mobs and the rest of that. So questing is normal. Once you get early to mid-20s, you're going to have to do a little picky on your questing.
Yeah.
Try to pick the run-to, talk-to quests. Make sure you've cleaned out all the starter quests in the different zones. Because some of those can drop some gear that scales to 20 plots. Easy. Yeah. Specifically, like, there's a sword, rusty sword sitting outside a Stormwind in a pond there, that if you wait to grab it at 50, she scales really good. So, so in fact, my pally's running it at 56.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, my rogue's always sure to grab that at 51.
Nice.
Yeah. So from, I'd say, mid-20s to 30, you're going to struggle a bit.
Yeah.
Try to pick up and or explore. Mm-hmm. Get the talk to pick up quests. Make sure you've done all the starter quests. Once you hit 30, it's a piece of cake.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool. I mean, there's enough dailies in Northrend and Mountains of Pandoria. You can spend 2 hours a day just running around once you got flight and hitting those dailies. For regular iron. It's like, you know, tourney up at Northrend, shoot bats, you know, they've got Half Hill.
Nice.
I'm not sure if everybody's used them, but if you go over to the main place in MOP, the shrine, and you run over to the wall, there's three quests there that are good, and the roll club actually is 1.5 times on your XP. Passage can't do that. They can do the roll, I think. Furry, you can correct me if I'm wrong. But the other one...
Yeah, you can do the roll. I don't because I'm clumsy and fall off a lot. But
that's what I was going to say.
I don't know if a fall off counts as a death.
I don't know if it does either. I don't really want to find out at that point. You know?
Once you got it to that point, right?
Pacifists have another good thing in Pandaria, though, that's not true. Pacifists don't have it as good in some respects. In others... they do. You've got cooking quests from Half Hill that you can do. On the other hand, regular irons can do more things with the cloud serpents. You can do the bandage, the dragon, injured dragonlings, and do some of the quests with the cloud serpents.
There is the one where you have to kill 8 of the bandits that come up and run and try to steal.
Oh, yeah. Legs. Yeah.
You let the dragons kill most of them. You
let the dragons help. In. Yes.
Put one shot in and get the count for the kill and go on from there.
Sadly, the pacifists can't open that entirely because one of the three opener quests wants you to go kill those eight guys.
Exactly.
That's true. Stir says roll club is safe. If you fall off, it resets you to start. So he says it is iron and passive safe.
Okay. Good to know. I have to try it someday when I'm not feeling clumsy.
I struggle. I think I remember. I know exactly what you're talking about. I always had struggled with doing that on my main anyway because of... And again, like, when you've got, like, vertigo and vision issues with some stuff, I have to be really careful. Because it throws me. It throws me into, like, head spins and things like that. And I tried it a couple of times on leader, and I was never good at it. And I just... So, yeah, I would not go over there myself because it makes me feel sick.
I think when I first started doing it back... when that was, you know, new or current content, I was on a really lousy internet connection, so I had lag issues, and that was not helpful at the time. No, so those jumps.
Lag is never a good thing.
No, if you can't turn on a diamond roll, you're done.
Yeah.
You'll be off the edge.
Yep. Exactly. All right. Well, thank you, Ash, for sharing your stories and words of wisdom. And, you know, we love to hear all of people's journeys and how they play and things that they've done. So thank you for sharing with us. We do appreciate that. How has your week been? Well, other than, you know, you just keep going. Like you said... You got the iron. You've been busy.
Yep. Thursday, I managed to get my hunter to 60. And I thank Hollow's End and Candy Buckets for that. But I was getting pretty close anyway. So that was just, you know, the little booster between Brewfest and Candy Buckets. That added a couple levels to somebody that was already cruising up at 58. Nice. Just for the audience, I did an experiment. On your iron, once you get into Shadowlands, if you... Those four main quests that they ask you to do, reputation for all the four main covenants there, I saved all of those. I got them at, like, maybe 56 or 58, somewhere in there, but I saved them until I hit 59 to see if they would be the equivalent of, like, the Loch Modane docks. Yeah. You can easily get a level.
Okay.
And if you turn all of those four quests in at 59, when you hit 59, it gives you 80% of the level.
Nice. Good to know.
Wow.
When I hit 59, I turned those in, and it took me right up to, like, three bubbles left to go. I'm like, yeah. And so Candy Buckets filled that in.
Very nice. Well, that is very handy to know. That's amazing. Okay. Cool. That is good. All right.
I have trouble waiting. Yeah. I can't resist turning it in.
I get a little impatient myself. I, you know, it sits over here. It's like, hi, hand me in. Hi. And it's like, no, you just stay. Just wait. Like, and then it's like, no, I fill it up, hand it in. Fill it up, hand it in. I'm not very good at holding things.
And the thing about Shadowlands is you go for stretches where they don't give you any doable world quests.
Yep.
You'll go for a day and go, all right, what can I do in the meantime? I can't really do a whole lot because if you go back to B of A lands, you can go chest hunting and they give you a whopping 8-10 points apiece.
Yeah.
Well, that's not going to do anything.
You get a little more than that if you go to Winter Spring. I mean, I got one to 60 without going to Shadowlands at all. Just hunting for the win.
Yeah.
my threadbare druid.
You are the most patient person fair. Like, seriously, you have
got yes,
patience
I know.
Like, seriously, I don't, you amaze me. Amaze me. It's just how patient you are. And you know, it's inspiring, obviously.
I don't think I've gone chest hunting since then. Let's put it that way. Okay. Once she dinged, the rest of mine are going, no, I don't need this chest. Thanks. Bye.
Oh, that's amazing. Alrighty. Ash, anything else that you've done this week?
I know that was the main thing, getting the hunter leveled up. Course a week or two ago I got the passy.
Yep.
I've got a paladin at 56.
Mm-hmm.
So he's next on deck, and I haven't even touched candy buckets or any of that stuff yet.
Yeah,
he's just been living off a world quest, so I get that. I'll be doing that. The other thing I've been doing is I did have the two tunes that were live before the squish and Shadowlands.
Yep.
Was a druid and my hunter. Now, my hunter got up there, but my druid got whacked by that explore accident.
Oh, yeah.
So I started another druid. I always keep one in the back burner. It's like, all right, if this one runs out of content, I got a lower level one to work on.
Yeah.
So my druid's back up to 35. I'll, you know, it's got first flight. I'm finding, and this is something that I'm sure some other irons have run into, you level so fast in the initial phases of this new Shadowland expansion. I don't have money for Swift Flight. I barely had money for flight.
Okay. Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah. Yes, again, you know, such an interesting journey that we have as challenge tunes, that you just hope you either can sell something or, you know, or pick up, you know, be very, very, pick up some money along the way to be able to afford it, because it can be a really a huge struggle. I think they did bring down the prices with some of that stuff, though, like over the last, was it from last expansion to this one, or maybe a previous one, where it was quite, there was a difference. I remember going to, like, I need to get riding, or I need to get the next level, and just going, oh, I don't have enough.
They pretty much removed one whole level of riding that costs a lot.
Thank you, yeah.
It's just one of those expensive ones now, plus... less expensive one at 30. Exactly. Yeah, it's still a lot of money for a tune that's moving fast.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, thank you, Ash. Oh, yes.
I was going to say one last thing. I think that is why too many of us farm winter spring. If you can get a Chan's dress or that orb of deception, that will get you your mount.
Yeah, this is true. This is very true.
Yes. I hear it is a very contested area up there with certain people, I would say, not looking at any names in the chat room.
You sort of have to know the schedule, you know?
Yeah.
Who's on at what time of day?
Yes. Yes, exactly. So,
my alarm goes off at 6 on Eastern time, and I am out there flying, trying to beat it before anybody wakes up.
Before Zaya wakes up, you mean?
Yeah, no kidding. He beats me sometimes.
Early bird.
It's not often.
I'm still awake, meanwhile. So if I'm gonna do it, I've got to get it before that. You know.
Excuse me. I was gonna say it's quite hilarious, because even though I haven't seen them online, like lately when I've been on, but you know, I'm going to bed or have gone to bed by the time quite a few of you guys are getting up, which I know can be early. and you know, see Zaya like running, like log in, and it's like, okay, there he goes, off he goes. So Oster the same. which is really good. Alrighty. Okay, well, thank you, Ash. Thank you for sharing that. And again, you know, huge congratulations on your tunes and leveling and what you've accomplished. Not only this expansion, but previous ones. It's always great to catch up with you. So thank you very much for that. Fair. Look, I'm sure you've not had a busy week at all, because Candy Bucks...
Nothing. Nothing to do. Just so bored, right?
You've got nothing. You're just sitting there, twiddling your thumbs, going...
I'm sitting there knitting. I'm on the flight pass between Candy Buckets.
I was going to say, of course you are.
I always get some... I get some knitting done, right? Now, my rogue loves Candy Buckets.
Yes.
Feral Eric, she's my Night Elf rogue Iron Man.
Mm-hmm.
She hit 57.
Yay. Congrats.
So, yeah, it's kind of a break from waiting for the World Quest game. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Checks us a few times a day, see what's up. If there's anything up, she'll go do it. If not, yeah, let's go play somebody else. But with the Candy Buckets, she's had some play time.
Yep.
And has done well.
Yep.
My other really active one is a Night Elf... Druid Pacifist, what a surprise. Farrah Fae.
Yeah.
She's 42. Mm-hmm. I started her during the last month of Darkmoon Fair and Brewfest.
Okay.
And her goal was to go to Shadowlands when the new skip option happens.
Mm-hmm.
So she's not really a digger. She's done one or two kind of what I call free dig sites, which are too good to pass up since there's no mobs there.
Yeah.
But she's not into digging. She's in Pandaria at the moment, loving it.
Mm-hmm.
All those dig sites and ore and dailies and cooking and fishing dailies. Yeah, she likes that stuff. And also Northrend. But she's not really running chest runs. She's doing the tournament and a few other things. But the Candy Buckets have kept her busy as well. So she's... she'll be ready, I think, by the time the expansion happens. She'll be ready to go through to Shadowlands and do some gathering and safe quests there. We'll see how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
And my other pacifist is Fair A. She's my little Tauren Druid flower child, who is a homebody. She loves Thunder Bluff and seldom goes far from Mulgore. But she's happy.
Yeah.
She's now 24, so she's getting a little braver in terms of going out and about.
Yeah.
She's doing a few Candy Buckets. She loves to do cooking and fishing. She's very good at it.
Yeah.
Does it every day. And she makes a hell of a lot of money fishing at the Darkmoon Fair and selling the stuff she fishes up. I mean, she's sitting on a lot of cash. It's crazy. I mean, she's not the world's fastest leveler, and she doesn't really care.
Yeah.
I think it'll get faster when she gets to 30 and can fly.
Yeah.
Part of this is my inexperience with horde zones and quests and places, and frankly, it all scares me to death. So, I fly into somewhere, and I don't know if it's a safe place or not.
Yes.
So she's cautious, but she gets that from me.
Yeah, it's, and I must admit, playing, like, because I'm primarily like horde, so when I jump on to my challenge tunes, which most of them are alliance, there are times when I'm coming along and I'm like, no, don't go in that way. Like, oh, hang on alliance, just, you know, it's, there's nothing quite like,
yeah, it's the whole mindset.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Well, I think we could safely say that most of us have probably lost a tune to going into something we completely forgot about, or got shot from the air from the opposing faction.
Big time.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it still hurts. Yep. Even all these years later, it still hurts. I can still remember the falling and the... Anyway, you know, that's... It's like trauma.
Wolf Riders in Zangarmarsh, that's all I will say. They come out pretty far to the road. And
I've got a good one. When Legion first came out, I had a hunter at 74.
Yep.
And I was trying to capitalize off the... Legion invasions. Mm-hmm. If you could hang on the edge and put one shot into the boss and not get killed, yep. you got a heck of a lot of experience.
Yes.
Well, the Legion, the attack was in Westfall. So I'm like, all right, I'll go sit here and, you know, I had flight and I'm like, I'll just go fly in, see if, you know, where the craft is and where the action's going on.
Yes.
And I flew from flying into Westfall. There's this little phase in between zones. Mm-hmm. And so I'm flying up and I see clear blue sky. Mm-hmm. And I went into Westfall, and the invasion craft is right in front of me. And I ran into the side of it. It immediately killed me, and I dropped to the ground in Westfall. I'm like, what?
Oh. Ouch.
So some of the game's quirkiness will yep. get you, and yeah, there's no way around it.
Nope. That's absolutely true. It's that is rough though. Yes. All right. Well, again, look, Feck, well done. You're just, you know, just keep going. The Tauren will get there.
Yeah, she'll get there. She's patient.
Yes. Yes.
I like her. I got the mount for her from the Hearthstone thing, so she's riding around on a mouse.
It's very
cute. Finds it fun.
It is yep. very, it is very cute.
Tauren on a mouse.
It seems so appropriate.
Somehow cute. It really does. I mean, yeah. she usually rides the moose mount from archaeology, but yes. Yeah, that little mouse is wonderful.
It's very cute. Absolutely. All right. Well, good luck. Good luck this week with the Toons as well. It's very exciting for you. I must admit that it's been an absolute bugger of a week. But I was able to sit down sort of yesterday afternoon, a little bit into last night. Because I was like, God damn it, it's that time. It's like one of my most favorite world events, and I've not been able to do anything since it started. And I was like, no, we're going to do it. So I decided to jump on Passy Leader, my Night Elf Rogue, and I was like, right, candy buckets. Let's go. And we went Eastern Kingdoms, which was really fantastic up until I gave myself complete nut of heart failure due to Arathi and Darkshore. Not only did it happen once, but twice. You'd think by the time I got to Arathi and had my heart failure, because I flew.
Oh, no.
I took the flight path, and as we're coming into Arathi, and I don't know what I was doing. I think I was sorting something at my desk, and I'm like here, and then I look up and I see Arathi is in big red letters, and I'm like, why is Arathi in big red letters? What's going? And
Horde
then
controlled.
Yep. And then up in the corner it's going Horde controlled, and I'm like, by the time that the brain registered, I've just gone past, you know, the plague eater, the big bird elite near the tree. plague eater or something? I can't remember what it's called. There's the big bird that flies around that tree that's kind of on the side of the road up the hill. And my mouse must have been in a position that I could see that, you know, it was obviously elite level 52 or something like that. And I've just got my whole insides is just dropped when I've just gone, no, no.
Oh no, that's horrible.
Yeah. And because I didn't even think about it. I was on my merry way. I was just like, right, I need to go here. I was working, you know, down one side and up one side and you know, trying to get all the
Rafi's not on my radar, you know. It needs to be.
It just was not, didn't even think about it. Arathi? Yeah, of course Arathi's fine. It's fine. No. Same with Darkshore. It's fine. No, didn't even hit. And all I did was I prayed to God that I was going to land and that we were okay. Because I couldn't remember if Rebel Point was, like, if there was anything really close. So as soon as I land, I hit stealth. Because I was like, I was waiting for something. I was just waiting for something to come out. And I was like, no, okay, green, you know, I see everyone's here. And I'm like, okay, I've got to get to Zadormi. I don't care how I need to get there. So all I did was I then jumped on my mount. And I figured the best thing I could do was go straight up. Like, don't, like, take up and, like, fly like this. I'll go straight up and then across. Because I thought that would be the safest.
Oh, wow.
Because I thought if I go, you know, like a plane, if I take off like this, I was afraid that I was going to aggro something. And I was like, okay, I think the easiest is go straight up and then go across. So I did. I was able to switch it. But yeah, my heart was like, my heart was like beep, boop, 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 boop. It was quite scary. So anyway, I got through all that, did all of the ones that I could do on Eastern Kingdoms. Yay, Candy Buckets. Again, was great. Went back to Stormwind and I'm like, oh, well, I'll go and start. We'll go over to Darnassus. Cause I was also doing the quest where, you know, the slash train emote and the dance and the, you know, that one that you've got to do the four, talk to the four innkeepers and do the thing. And I'm like, the last one is Darnassus. Oh yeah, I'll go take the portal. I took the portal and didn't, honestly, fair, I did not even think about this until I saw the loading zone come up. It loaded. And then the loading zone went again. And as soon as I saw that it did two loading zones, you know what I did? I went...
Quit. Wow.
I went, oh, no. And that's when it triggered and I realized, oh my God, I'm coming into Darkshore in, like, current. Like, it's not old Darkshore. It's new and it's... in trouble and this is not good. And I honestly thought, because I have had this on another tune where I've gone in and very similar to you, I think I might have actually practiced it on later or on another tune where I got one shot by something that was around. It was red, aggroed, etc. And so I did the same thing. I was fully expecting something to happen. So I had my button ready on, like, just go into stealth, go into vanish. Like, I had the button ready. And nothing happened. Like, it was new, Darkshore. And I'm looking around and I was expecting, like, all these, like, red mobs. And there was one elk that was quite a way, but I'm looking around and there's all the yellow crabs and I'm like,
was it Alliance controlled?
I don't remember. All I remember was just like looking around. Okay, there's nothing red right near me. I will get on my mount, get to Zadormi and get over and get the candy buckets. That's all I remember. Yeah. I was just like, I did it again. So, so big thing, make sure you have to still remember at those levels that, you know, it's turning. I really wish that they gave you the ability to be able to say, you know, like there was a little switch that you're like, okay, well, if I turn this on, can I just like turn it on for all my tunes? It's not often.
For all my zones, which is what I would like.
I I did find something out, and I'll put this in.
Mm-hmm.
I found it out on my hunter that just went out and just got level 60.
Yeah.
When I was doing the candy buckets, if you hit one of the timekeepers and say, let me see the old, it follows you until you log off. Because I went to Blasted Lands, Dark Shore, Arathi Highlands. I sat here and cleaned out all the old world. And the second I flew in, including like Oldham, you know, Cataclysm, it would turn on when I flew into the zone and I'd get the old world. So it follows you until you log out when you turn time on. Just a key to everybody that I experimented with that because I'm like, oh God, I gotta do this every time I fly into an old zone. No, you don't. You got to turn it on once while your tune is on that day.
Yep.
If you log out, then it turns it off.
No, not for all the zones. Oldham and Darkshore stay forever until you change it with the Dorme. Blasted Lands does not last forever. That
really? It disappears.
Correct. Yeah, my Oldham and Darkshore stay because I go there for archaeology.
Yeah,
I've never had a problem. I do it once.
Yeah.
But yeah, something I better keep in mind in case they've changed it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. It's variable. Obviously, it's a Blizz game, so you never know what happens.
Exactly. I think, like anything, it's one of those things that we do have to, like, keep right at the forefront because scared the shit out of me. That's all I'm... I mean, seriously.
I would be...
Freaked out, not once.
A mess
twice.
On the floor,
and that was within. I'm gonna say within half an hour. Like I, it was not that long a period of time, but it didn't even think because obviously I'm thinking 52. You know, like my headspace was just like, yeah, pick the candy buckets. Like, just go get your treats, and that's all I was thinking. So yeah, just be really, really careful and double check. On those, you know, maybe do a fly, like maybe not take the flight path, double check, fly into the zone if you can, you know, those kind of things. Because, yeah, you probably would have heard me from here.
Yeah, I usually check on Darkshore by poking my head in from Zorm Strand.
Yeah.
I just like fly over the mountains into Darkshore and see if it turns red. And
exactly.
If it's sword controlled, I'm not even going to Zadormi. Sorry, I'll come back another week.
Yeah, I honestly can't even remember. All I remember is like my heart sank when I realized that second loading zone. I just went, oh God, this is... I went, how did I not remember this? I didn't completely slipped. But anyway, she's over in Kalimdor, and I did ding 53 last night, so that was something.
Yay.
So we've got a lot more candy buckets to do, but we're getting there. So at least that's something. Alrighty. Where is let me play this bumper? Here we go.
Breaking down news from the world of Warcraft.
Orcslayer, that was very low. Don't know why that was so low, but anyway. Alrighty, so we've got a couple of... we've got a fair bit of news, so let me get through this really quickly. I just want to say congratulations to all of the toons that have hit max. We've had quite a few. Of course, they're unverified runs, but I just want to make an acknowledgement because... once we can get things fixed and verify the runs, etc., we'll be looking at that. But we've had, you guys have been busy. Again, amazing. You know, Zaya got his iron. Stir, another iron. Stir, have you completed? I'm sure Stir must be nearly at one of every class. Surely, he's getting closer to that. Must be. Ash, again, iron, like, well done. And Nisi, blood. Oh, got her bloodthirsty, so congratulations, everyone. Once we can get verification and the things are back on track with the API and all of that, we will get the the green flags and the write-ups and all of that. So working on last one, Warrior and Warlock. Ah, the W's, sir. Well done. All right. The other thing, don't forget, Hallows End is in full swing. We'll run until November 1st, which is next week. So we've still got a good week and a bit of it. And just a reminder, because, you know, it is that time of year. Chris is probably in the chat room and she's probably cursing me right about now. I think she's still trying for that damn mount. Good luck, Chris. Good luck. All right. So, again, you know, Hallows End Candy Buckets, fantastic for, obviously, so many tunes except for Bloods, the usual. So, just be very careful flying around, riding around, whatever you're doing on that. But it's good fun. And also be really super careful at the spots that do the fires, especially on a pacifist, because fires and people running around and critters is not good. So, you know, just be super careful with the fires in, like, Goldshire and Brill and all of that as well. Okay, now, they have released patch 9.1.5. Release date will be November 2nd. So that's for the US, November 3rd for EU. There is a link to Wowhead. Let me copy for those. We will have the link in the show notes, but I'll throw that into the chat room now for those that want to check it out. All the information is there, so, you know, so it's really close. So pretty much, like, Hallows End's gonna finish and we got a patch with like all the things, it's all happening now, which is very, very exciting. Also, there was some information popped up about a Seasons of Mastery Soul of the Iron for WoW Classic. So this came to my attention via people on Twitter and Nisi, so thank you for letting us know. And obviously, you know, this is for WoW Classic. So it looks like that tracking to see if you've died, so you can go and sign up for it. That's what they're saying. You go and talk to these two NPCs within the game, say, hey, look, I want to do this. And it's basically kind of doing like a hard mode, kind of. So you get a debuff that gets put onto your turn. The debuff can be removed. So, you know, so, I mean, there's a lot of the stuff that I read about it. There's a lot of stuff. It's, you know, it's not, there was people saying that they could die, you can continue on. Like there's all this stuff. Anyway, I've got the link for those that want to, you know, check it out, who are interested in that kind of stuff. It's not really, it's probably like a really watered down version of probably Iron, like really watered down, because there's a lot of stuff that's like, we are certainly a lot more hardcore with Irons than what they're wanting. So, very cool that there's some kind of acknowledgement within the game of, you know, the hardcore type of modes and stuff, but it's still, there's a lot of variables on that as to, you know, there's what they're wearing, the fact that you can have multiple deaths on the turn, you can go back and get the debuff once you've got rid of it, you can right click off it. There's like, there's a whole heap of information that they've put. So it's not Iron, it's definitely not Iron Man, but it's a very watered down kind of hardcore mode, if you want to say that. That's my best way of saying that. So for those interested and want to check it out, cool. It's in WoW Classic for those that are playing. Again, you know, I haven't had time to even think about WoW Classic myself. So if that's something that you're interested in, you know, cool. Go with it. But I just keep plugging on with what I'm trying to do anyway. So yeah, so that's that. And also I wanted to make mention, Spreadshirt has got some free standard shipping from the 26th of October to the 31st of October. So this week, if those are interested, I was going to say I don't have my mug, so sorry, I've got my other mug. But you know, mugs, shirts, aprons, there's, you know, hoodies, there's all sorts of things. So if you're up to go check it out, the links we'll have in the show notes as well. Audios, yeah, I think it's just my internet. It's probably going, you know, it's Sunday morning Australian time just is fantastic for internet being crud, it seems. Mike is popping and chopping. I don't know. I'm just going to keep going because otherwise we will be here all day. So, and I really don't need that. Okay, so let's do chit chat. What is this one?
Hey yo, it's chit chat.
Oh my, the other audio is deciding to be stupid, so let me play that again.
Hey yo, it's chit chat.
I don't know why it does these things. Okay, so let me find the bumper for Azzy. Here we go.
It's Azzy's pun.
All right, Ash, when you're ready, what have we got?
Oh, man, you guys are making me do Azzy's pun. All right, here we go. Did you hear about the baker who robbed a bank? He just burst in there, buns glazing.
Yep. I was going to say, hang on, where's my, maybe I don't have the laugh that I thought I had. Nope, doesn't look like I've got it. Okay, I'll play... That's for you reading it, thank you.
I was going to say, if you have a boo meter, that would do it.
I don't have one, but thank you for that. Thank you, Azzy. That's a buns glazing. Yep. Excellent. All right. Fair. What have we got from Dave?
Okay, from Dave. Words of wisdom. I was going to wear my camouflage shirt today, but I couldn't find it. Okay.
Of course.
It's a problem.
Yep. Of course. Excellent. All right. Excellent. Oh, fantastic. All right. Okay, Ash, what have we got from... I think we've got a question from that we had from Rud.
Yep, we have a question from Rud. Are spirit beasts, exotic hunter pets, nerfed? Stir at a comment. Yes, as you just mentioned it on the latest podcast. I can concur since my main is a hunter.
Mm-hmm.
The buff from the spirit pest or pet has been, pest. Some they can be sometimes.
Yeah.
Is gone. I'll be honest, my main runs the wolf out of Northrend. It's good. It's ferocity, but it's a hell of a tank too.
Mm-hmm.
But any buffs for healing that they used to have are gone.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they also used to have an extra blast or spirit attack. That's gone. You just get the initial buff, and that's about it.
Yeah.
Which They're still good. I run one on the main, but I'll be honest, on my irons, I run a Furiosity, which is what Stir suggested.
Mm-hmm.
But in cases, like going through the Maw, I ran a bear. I tamed a bear, so I had a tank.
Yeah.
So I had something to pull stuff off, could take a hit,
yeah,
and get me through a tight spot. So you got to use that a little bit.
Yeah.
The spirit beasts are nerfed big time.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I know there's the link in the, which will be in the show notes, but it is in the chat room, in the chat at the moment, for Petopia. Obviously, information on pet families, you know, classifications, etc., if you're not really sure. I know, as he had said last week, gorilla, he normally goes for gorilla, I think. He also had mentioned cleft hoof was good. I must admit, I don't think, I haven't hopped on my hunter for a while, but I'm always partial to a, you know, a cat or a lion. it's just what I am. Whether they're good or not, I just, you know, they're just pretty cat, pretty pussy cats. All the lions, they're always cute. But I know that I used to love having the turtle when turtles were really, you know, having a little turtle. Merlot, I think I called it Merlot and Cappuccino because, you know, that's what you do. But check out Petopia, the website. They've got a heap of information there as well. So, yeah. Or, you know, again, ask. Everyone's got different ideas on it, which is great. Okay. I think we've got everything covered. So we might wrap up. I'm just making sure that we've covered everything. Looks like we have. All right. Okay. So again, thank you for the questions. Thank you for the puns and the jokes. We do appreciate it. And thank you, Ash, for reading. It's always interesting to see what he sent in, which is funny. Fair, do you want to do the Iron Elites for me, please?
Sure. We want to be sure to thank all of those who contribute to keeping the lights on, the doors open here on the website, our Iron Elite. And those people include Alejandras, Azum Trousers, Boz, Cell, Chupa, Dave the Hunter, Execute, Fair, Gaston, Grant Negus, Chris W., Lauren Ramar, Lita, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Nisi, Periton, Rude, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber, Wainima, Zaya, and Azorts. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. We do appreciate that very much. Also, Stir and myself would like to thank our wonderful mods. To Awesome Trousers Boz, it's nearly gonna, my husband. That's what I was gonna say. Execute, Fair, Chris, Nisi, and Zaya. Thank you guys for all the things you do. Truly appreciate it. As you guys know, but I really do. So thank you to our code wardens. Thanks to our viewers, guys, for hanging out today. Thank you for taking some time out of your day hanging out. And to our listeners who are listening to the podcast, thank you. Thank you for downloading the show. We will be back next week. Guess what next week is? It is that time. Hang on. I had up. Let's... Well, not only that, I have got this one. That's all fun. I think I played that one last year. I've got some fun stuff. Anyway, it's Halloween next week, which is very exciting, which technically will be Halloween for me, like my proper Halloween, because it's the 31st Australian time, but it'll be the 30th for you guys. So it will be the Halloween show. So, but Ash, thank you. Thank you for hanging out with us today and having a chat. Do you want to tell everyone where they can find you or get in contact with you, please?
Yeah, no problem. I am not on many of the main media channels. You can get me at Moonranger, exactly as it's spelled, at tds.net, Discord, Ash, and Twitch, oh, whoops, at Iron Ashes. No E.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And we'll have that information there. So yeah, certainly if you want to pick Ash's brain at any stage, he's got a wealth of information like we have with so many people in this community. And again, you guys are so giving with, you know, information, knowledge, you know, imparting all of the things to help us all, you know, to get there in the end, which is fantastic. We have got a amazing, wonderful community, which is great. So thank you for that. Now, don't forget where you can find us. WildChallenges.com is the website. You will find all the information for our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube channel. All of that is on the website. Check that out. You can find us over on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio if you want to download the episode. And if you want to send through, you know, whether it's a some advice, a question, some tips, a joke, pun, any of those stuff, you can send me an email at podcast@wildchallenges.com. Being that it is Halloween next week, if you want to, you know, you're quite happy, send through a picture of your toon dressed up in your Halloween, whatever you want to wear. Keep within the, you know, scope of what your toon can do. But if you want, I'm happy to share some photos next week if you would like to. Don't have to. I'm going to be not looking like this next week. That's all I'm going to say. I have got plans for next week. So you'll have to wait and see. Fair. Where can we find you, please?
Well, rather limited number of spaces, but I'm on Discord as Fair, and you can generally find me or message me in game on Wormrest Accord US with any tunes with Fair in it that you might call up.
Yes, busy leveling and hunting things over there, which is great. And don't forget, you can find me on Twitter. I am at LetaWow, which is LetaWow. You can find me on TikTok as LetaWow. Otherwise, it's pretty much LetaWow or Leta. It just depends. If you need to get in contact with me, do it via Discord. If you need to send me information, etc., feel free to drop me a line. Just remember, I am ahead of US time and time zones and all that stuff, so if it does take me a little bit to get back to you, it's probably because I'm either sleeping or at work, or, you know, due to time of day, etc. So I'll get back to you as soon as I possibly can. Alrighty, well, let's say our last thank yous. So Fair, can you do that one for me, please?
Yeah, we would like to send a very big thank you to Mr. Bright01 for our wonderful intro, which always makes me smile, with especially the little flowers from Nisi. You can find him on Discord at Mr. Bright01.
Absolutely, and we do appreciate that. And if anyone can help me figure out how on earth I can't hear Russ at the moment through XSplit, let me know, because I am really don't know why I cannot hear it. It's just driving me insane. But anyway, and I'm going to say that We're going to play the outro in a minute, and as I have said, since we lost our wonderful friend Epic Insanity earlier, you know, a month or so ago, I just want to say that in honor of him and to pay tribute, not only has he been a wonderful friend to me, he's been a wonderful friend to the challengers with helping us out over the years and supporting us and supporting me. And I will be playing the full outro in honor of him because he's been an amazing friend, and I miss his voice. So we're going to listen to the whole thing. Anyway, again, Ash and Fair, thank you both for being here this week. And it's been great chatting with you, Ash.
No problem.
Yes, it's been so good to catch up. Please have a wonderful week, both of you as well as chat room. Stay safe, everyone, as best you can. Watch out for the zombies and the vampires and all of that leading up to, obviously, it's Halloween. And good luck, Chris. Still got over a week. I'm sure she's running many times with many tunes. So this is for Chris. Good luck. Good luck. Things are done. All right. Take it easy, everyone. We'll see you next week. Halloween show. See you guys.
Take care, all.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Lita. Copyright 2021. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incompetech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.